Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister attends Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting, urges UK government to address Windrush generation matter, and engages Jamaican diaspora in Europe. I'm Anthony Morgan. Stay tuned. Prime Minister Andrew Holness concluded his week-long overseas working visit on Friday. Before returning to Jamaica on April 21, the Prime Minister attended the Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting at Buckingham Palace. Ahead of the start of the Commonwealth Summit, Mr. Holness joined his British counterpart Theresa May and co-founder of Microsoft and philanthropist Bill Gates on Tuesday, April 17, on a panel discussion to examine the prosperity and sustainability of the Commonwealth. Prime Minister Holness outlined that the Commonwealth is struggling with big, complex issues such as migration and climate change, adding that funding for resilience, adaptation, and mitigation for climate change must be treated as strategic investments instead of aid. He says that solution will ensure long-term security.
That we make the investment in the resilience of these countries who are affected so that they can withstand, live through, and recover quickly from these variable and extreme weather events. It is an existential threat in the real sense for small island developing states, such as those in the Caribbean and in the Pacific, many of whom are part of our Commonwealth.
Also on Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness urged the government of the United Kingdom to quickly address the Windrush generation issue. Despite living and working in the UK for decades, thousands of people who arrived in the country as children during the first wave of Commonwealth migration in the 1950s, called the Windrush generation, are being threatened with deportation. Many of those affected are of Jamaican and Caribbean heritage.
Citizens from former colonies, particularly in the West Indies, migrated to Great Britain, where they have significantly contributed to the building and enrichment of the country. Now, these persons are not able to claim their place as citizens. Prime Minister, we welcome your response and we look forward to a speedy implementation of your proposed solution. It will lead to security, certainly for those who have been affected.
Prime Minister Holness speaking at the Commonwealth Joint Forum. Mr. Holness met with British Prime Minister Theresa May earlier for a special meeting at her office on 10 Downing Street. Discussions between the two focused on trade, migration, trained skilled personnel, and climate change. During the meeting, the Prime Minister stressed the importance of outlining clear procedural steps that will ultimately ensure the rights of Caribbean migrants are restored. He also reaffirmed Jamaica's commitment to working with the UK on global issues and expressed gratitude to the UK government for its continued support to the Caribbean. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness has reaffirmed the government's plan to strengthen the partnership between the public and private sectors through public sector modernization. Speaking at a reception in Brussels, Belgium on Monday, April 16, Mr. Holness said special focus is being placed in eliminating red tape in government regulatory agencies to ensure a more seamless relationship with private sector organizations and foster a more investor-friendly business climate across the country.
Government's role is to facilitate and enable the private sector to invest, innovate, and provide the goods and services. That conversation is ongoing, and we have wrapped that up into what we call public sector reform, to get our public sector bureaucracy far more efficient at providing services to the public and to the private sector.
More than 130 Jamaicans and those of Jamaican parentage came from Paris, Antwerp, Luxembourg, Barcelona, and across Belgium to attend the reception. Mr. Holness used the opportunity to emphasize that his administration is working to create a Jamaica that is economically independent and peaceful. The Prime Minister also engaged members of the Jamaican diaspora in London on Friday. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for tuning in. I am Anthony Morgan with studio engineer Andre Soyez, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.